And
hello.
Apologies for this. So thanks, Alice. That was brilliant. Thank you very much. Who else is on the call? Hello, guys.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Yeah, it's that only.
Repeat, please.
This is Salome speaking.
Hi.
Alejandro. We have Bill Manning, Denise Michel, David Cake, Jiaodong Li, Martin Hannigan, Jeff Brugman is on his way too, and yourself. And we have apologies from Simon McCullough, Olaf Nordling, and Patrick Jones.
Understood. Perfect. So let's then I hope you have already some discussion. If so, I'll just jump in when it's pertinent. Otherwise, I would propose to start with Jeff's proposal.
Hey, folks, before we get started, this is Martin. It's likely that I'm going to have some trouble staying on the call. Unfortunately, I'm in a really bad cell area and it's about to get worse. So if I drop off, I apologize.
Understood. Glad to have you as long as you can stay. So one thing I didn't understand completely clearly is whether Jeff is already on the call. Hello? I didn't understand if Jeff is already on the call.
Alejandro, do you want me to repeat who's on the call?
I heard who is on the call, but I was a bit unclear whether Jeff is already on the call or he was on his way.
No, he's about to join. He's still in the meeting.
So then let me take the lead. If you haven't started the discussion, were you already discussing this?
Yes, the recording has started.
So I'm all ears then.
Alejandro, someone seems to be in a very noisy environment. Can that person use his or her phone?
It could be me. I'm walking to my office, so I hope it will be more silent there. If the noise was like of a crowd, if it sounded like a thousand chemistry students on the hallway, then it was me.
Okay, no problem.
And mind you, I'm not hearing a lot of noise, by the way. Better now, noise-wise?
Yes, much better, thank you.
Okay, so I think then we really can get started. I would like to propose that we work today discussing Jeff's proposed structure and then move forward from there. That will take us, I don't think that we can have an in-depth discussion, but it's well worth listening to what you have already read in it and your reactions. Does anyone have a comment on that?
I like Jeff's outline, his draft, and what I would like to see, if someone else will not do this, is to take Simon's output and plug them into the draft.
Right. I would do the same with mine, by the way, and begin to see how everything fits. whether I think that instead of working a lot in the abstract on Jeff's outline, a very practical approach would be for each of us to see where the input we have already produced or the plans we have for it, depending on each one's case, that we start plugging that in and see whether the structure holds or we need any adjustments. Are there any thoughts on that? Okay, Bill, you said in reaction to, but this remains to be decided given there's no comments. Bill, you said in an email earlier today, after reading and in response and reply to Jeff's proposal, that you saw your marching orders there. I would like for you to explain a little bit more what you think is going to emerge from that for you.
We had this meeting in Washington, D.C., where we were assigned picked up some specific tasking items. And I did not write them down. They showed up in the wiki. I have somehow managed to misplace my password and have asked ICANN staff to help me recover that. I have not yet received his help. So I can't get to the wiki to find out what my assignments were.
Bill, I will send the documents again to you because the assignments are on the output paper that I emailed a couple of times already. The one with we have several pages of questions and details about them, and then at the end all the work packages are assigned to people. So I will send that later to you, so you can have it direct. That's directly the minutes and the agreed output from the DC meeting, and that in the meantime while you get access to the wiki again.
Right. I've also talked with Martin earlier separately, and he and I are coordinating the tasks that we are both working on. So
that is correct. In those tasks, I am assigned as well. I'm trying to coordinate with both of you. We have a bit of a head start with Martin. What we need from you particularly is the, which I think urgently, is the information you shared with us in DC from memory, which is what are the software bases, the software support bases for each of the root servers. That alone would be a section of our document, and it will allow us to be much more concrete in the discussions that I've been trying to push, among others, in the draft which I sent yesterday.
Okay.
Whether there's enough diversity in the root servers, in particular, I will still have the question whether the bespoke versions actually are hiding a lack of diversity under the appearance of an increase of diversity.
Okay.
So that would be an urgent task for you. I have notes from that session, but they may not be sharp enough, not precise enough, and also there's questions that you, I mean, that was a memory exercise, so it was not complete in all the details that we'll need for each of the servers at any level.
Okay, I will email that out to the team a little bit later today.
Excellent. Okay, so unless we hear anything else, I think that we can agree that we one next editing step, I'll try to do that myself, will be to literally paste into Jeff's proposed draft structure, my contributions, Simon's contributions. In what I call my contributions, Bill, you'll notice that I already picked up some of yours from email, and it's not like I mean, I'm picking this from emails that you sent on, with respect to the, and the response we have from Suzanne with respect to the root server advisory committee and with respect to the software diversity that you have already mentioned and this on the list. So for all practical purposes, it's on the record for the group. So we will do that editing job and move forward and try to make sure that everyone knows at least one, that, let's say, I'll send again the task assignments from DC. So I'll then ask individually each of you which of them you think is more realistic to fulfill soon. Is that okay with everybody on the call?
Yes.
I think so.
And I apologize to all of you. I've not been able to communicate as I usually am, which is already a low standard. There's been some serious mess up in the email infrastructure where I work, and I'm still working very hard to pick up. Okay. So, any other comments?
I'm okay.
Okay, we need to know who's going to be able to be in the car. Yesterday, I can continue to travel, may have sent some of you an email stating that your country is required, because of your country of origin, you are required to have a visa for Senegal before you leave your country for the meeting. I don't know if any of you did. I'm thinking, for example, Shaodong, China is on the list. Did you get anything like that?
Yes.
Yeah, it's looking difficult. I've got I need a visa, and there's no, the one can't be issued in Australia.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I'm still traveling, so I still need my passport and so on for another week or so. So I'll be slightly behind the, I won't be able to do things quite on the schedule suggested in that email.
Yeah, I'm in the same situation. It's really bad because I have to travel next week to, the second half of next week and the end and the last week of September to Nairobi to the IGF. So I need my passport as well, and there are no 2 weeks between that and waiting for the Rome and then the car meeting. So I'm going to ask the people in Senegal to see whether they can help in either way. David, are you going to be in D.C., Miami, or New York?
No, I don't think so.
Because there's consular offices of Senegal in those three cities.
Right.
I understand it can only, I mean, it seems that visas can only be issued from D.C., but if you were in Miami or New York, could you at least, or close by, could you at least call? It may be, I mean, just, I'll try to do those calls and find out for those who are in the U.S. or traveling to the U.S., whether, you know, extend your stay one more day, allow the guys for 2 days processing, if such thing exists. And see what goes. Sheldon, what's your case?
I think it's my visa is I haven't sure if I can get a visa on that, but I'm planning on that.
If I understand well, you still don't have clear news on that, and can you then email me on what happened on what's going on?
Sorry,
did I understand well?
Sir, I missed a question.
Sorry, Shaodong. There's some noise in your line, so I need you to speak very loud and very slow.
Yeah, it's okay now.
Okay, let's. I'll do a roundup for the whole review team over email to see whether we have to. Whether we have to look for some exceptional support for whom, and see if it's available at all, or plan for a lot of us not attending physical events. This is really bad.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what the rules are outside, but in the United States, it is possible to hold two passports simultaneously, particularly for this issue where you are traveling and do not have time to get all of your visas in one passport.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case in many countries. In Mexico, you can only be issued one passport. If you already have one passport, you have to actually come in with paperwork at a police station that you have lost or that you have lost your previous one. So there's only one passport. It's an ID, so it's a single one.
Okay.
Okay, so again, recollecting, we have a draft document, we have the visas issue. Do other review team members have any issues?
Alejandro, it's Jeff. I am very sorry I'm so late. I just want to let you know that I'm on the call now.
Okay, Jeff. So where we are with respect to your very valuable thanks for contribution is that I'm going to try to plug in, and if you want, we can try to do this, the two of us together, so that we can sort of cross-check, to paste the sections that have already been produced by others, by myself in particular, and Simon, which we have already partially picked up, into your structure, and that way test whether it works fully or we need adjustments. I personally think there will be need for some adjustments. I have not had time to propose an alternate draft since I first read it 2.5 hours ago, and I was in a meeting and in traffic for the last two hours and 15 minutes. So not a lot of chance to redraft, but I think that we work with it because it's good in general, and we correct as we go. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a hard time hearing you. Can you just repeat the beginning of what
we
you
will
said?
Work? Yes. In very brief summary, the proposal is to use your draft as a starting point to start pasting in the contributions by Simon and myself, which are already on the table. And since I do think there will be some adjustments needed, we will make them as we see that the document is functional or not.
Okay.
So that was one thing. And the other issue we were discussing, Jeff, which I think you heard part of, is the issue of visas for Senegal, which is quickly becoming a mess for some of us. I don't think you have any trouble, so I won't take any more time from the teleconference for the visas issue, and we'll work through email. I do beg you guys, make sure that you know what the situation is, and stay in contact with us. I know, Alice, will you be able to help us to keep coordinated with the visas issue?
Yes, definitely.
So any other issues from the review team members?
Alejandro, maybe I'll mention the issue of the NDA. I do have my legal department looking at it, and one thing that that struck me when I read it is I do think I want to be very careful if I'm going to accept documents under an NDA that we kind of prioritize what is the information, why do I need it, and that we're very clear on identifying exactly what is proprietary and what the responsibilities are. So I think at this point, and you had said that we need a little further discussion on that. I think what would be helpful for me is to crystallize, kind of the prioritization of what information we want to see, and maybe we don't need it all at once or something like that to try and do this as carefully as we can.
That resonates completely with what I've been writing, and it started from your advice and the general perception that the result will have to be made public, that will have to be checked publicly. So yes, my intention, as you may have seen marginally, I'm trying to set up a phone call with Denise and Patrick. Denise has been, both have been very helpful. It's just that we haven't been able to find time through other people's commitments, reach others. Commitments, and Patrick in particular is in a lot of travel, he's traveling a lot, so that makes it very difficult. But by the end of this week or very early the next one, we'll have talked about this. My proposal is going to be to step away from an all-or-nothing approach and see just how far we can go with critical, with documents that can be made public, and where we need maybe, you know, to look at documents confidentially but still be able to talk about them publicly. It will take a lot of fine-grained decisions, and we'll have to go into them. And Jeff, in particular, if everybody else agrees, I will ask you to act as the informal legal counsel of the SSRRT, as a legal expert, so that we proceed wisely. Our ambition is to produce a report that can be used, not a report that finds all the damning stuff, or that goes in, or that cannot even talk about the good stuff we find, because it's also confidential. Further to this, my approach in the draft I sent over the I worked on over the weekend, which I sent to you guys, is to make the kind of statements that will need to be substantiated or denied by ICANN. So instead of continuing to elaborate on a list of possible things that possibly have a requirement of NDA and so forth, there you have, we are going to say that ICANN has been only 80% successful in its SSRRT task number 45. So we'll, by doing this, I hope, Denise, that you and Patrick have an easier way to decide what to provide us. So some of the statements we're going to be making over the next week are going to be more likely to be more radical than what we will include in the final document. But they are intended to elicit this kind of response from ICANN. Are there any comments on this approach?
Well, I guess this is Jeff. Alejandro, I saw some of the email exchanges, and I guess I'm questioning whether that's really the most productive way to do this. Is there a way to perhaps prioritize on a set of issues to say, you know, for example, if the question is, I don't know, prioritization of the plan or implementation, to kind of capture things into a set of, you know, here's what we have, here's what we've reviewed, here's questions that are generated, and then maybe have that discussion that, as you suggest, about is there anything else we should be looking at, or is this the base of what we should be making our analysis on, or something like that. It felt like
There is a way, which is everybody picks the master document from DC and assigns a priority, a grading of priority to each of the items. Make a table. If you want, I can set up a poll. We already asked Alice several months ago to provide that kind of tool. We have it available in the wiki. So we can set up a poll so that we can crowdsource among us the prioritization. Do you think that you would apply your concentration and a couple of hours of work to that?
Yeah, I can do that. You know what? I have been referring a lot to the document that you and Alice prepared. After the meeting that we had in Singapore, where I thought we really had crystallized a good set of key issues as a starting point. And I know that the longer list is a product of that, but maybe kind of going back to that again, now that we've had a chance to look at the more detailed set of information, might then help us have a more informed way to prioritize. So I'm happy to help try and do that.
Okay, so I'll work with you by email, and maybe a new phone call, to see how we can set this up initially for everybody to do in a half hour.
Okay.
Once we set it up. But please, everybody, don't wait for that. Continue on your tasks for now. Because those are going to be vital anyway. I mean, we know we need them anyway. Whether they come up in a very high priority or not, I trust that you're choosing the most important ones anyway. Okay, from staff Alice, Denise, do you have any comments or recommendations, suggestions, questions, complaints, rebuttals, anything?
Hi, this is Denise. The approach that Jeff Brueggemann suggested would work really well on our side. The more detailed direction, the easier it is for us to comply and comply where we're able without NDAs or restrictions. Then I would also offer we can get ICANN staff with frontline knowledge of different areas on the phone with group members if that type of discussion might help bring more clarity to what information the team needs on these.
Okay, thanks. Any other issues from our, and I'm going to say this emphatically, wonderful support from Alex, Denise, and others in ICANN. Okay, so let me make a very quick summary, and maybe we can adjourn. Number one, draft document. I will edit on Jeff's proposed outline, add Simon's, myself, and others' inputs to test the structure. I mean, to continue building up the document, and this will be a test for the structure. Number two, visas and attendance to the car. I will work, I'll send email to the whole list to find out what the sessions individually are and see if we need to try to fix something and whether it can be fixed at all. And depending on the results, we'll have to maybe adjust a little bit the way we're going to work in Senegal, because it may be that half the team is forced to work at a distance because of the visa issue. On the NDA, I will work with Jeff as well as continue the work that I'm doing with Denise and Patrick to find out whether we can have a prioritization and a not all or nothing approach. And finally, prioritization of issues. I will work with Jeff to set up a table so that people can help us prioritize issues for the coming weeks. And then, of course, try to have a good body of work in front of us for Senegal. Remember that our time goal is not set up for Dakar, but for 3 weeks before Dakar. So in 2 weeks from now, we have to be able to, I mean, according to the schedule we set up in Washington, in 2 weeks from now, by the end of September, we have, or first week of October, we have to be able to publish something for public comment that has enough time and that has a reasonable enough structure that the public comment it brings up is useful for us. So is that a good summary here?
That's a good summary.
Okay.
I was not looking at 3 weeks prior to Dakar as the deadline.
Well, I'll, as I said, I will send you again the document from DC, and you'll see that. That's a very, very important deadline.
Right. I remember it, but I had forgotten.
Okay, good. Okay, so no need then. But I will send the document in English. I'll circulate again. And the Singapore one with that also mentioned. Okay, anything else, guys, ladies? So we can adjourn? Anybody opposed to adjourn this meeting?
Nope. No objection.
Okay. So thanks, everybody. See you, hear you in 2 weeks from now. And certainly on email, which will get heavier. Please make space in your minds and schedules for more email and drafting work. And thanks, everybody. Thanks, Alice, Denise, for all the support and your patience with me.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex, this is Denise. While you're on the phone, perhaps we could see if we can lock in a time for you and Patrick and I to get on the phone. I've got my schedule and Patrick's schedule for the rest of this week. Do you have any availability?
Yeah, I'll do this by email if you want. But my hands are relatively free, I think, over Thursday and Friday, because that's Independence Day in Mexico, so there's no offices. I have to be at home. I can't do things too early. But otherwise, and I do have a couple of things. But I mean, I'm much more free to schedule those 2 days.
Great. So what's your preference on Thursday?
What do you think is yours? Because I'm pretty open right now. I just have better if it's not 7 a.m. here.
Yeah. Of course, Patrick and I are both available before 8 a.m. L.A. time, and then...
Okay, but that's 9 for me.
Yeah, and it was just 9 for you.
That would be good. That
would be okay? Okay. So
yeah, I'm not making any new friends from home, which means with my wife. Because you only have two of us. But,
we also have Friday. Yeah, if Friday is better for you,
Send send me a couple of options, and I'll tell you which are the best. I'm relatively flexible, obviously.
Great, because Patrick and I are both together tomorrow. That would be nice for us, and then we could start working right away after we got off the phone.
That would be wonderful. I'm going to write down tomorrow 9 a.m. here, which is 7 a.m. For you. Is that okay?
And if that works for you, let's just lock that in, and then Patrick and I will call you. Can we just call your cell phone, or is there another number?
Yeah, I'll send you. Send me an email, and I'll reply with the numbers. I'll be here and so forth.
Okay. Thanks so much. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
So do I. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.